I'm forced to walk away from everything I know, walking towards the mountains, a place that's unknown. Feels like I've been waiting on the outside of the door. I can't live in this place anymore. Don't settle down in a college town, you don't wanna feel old. Those kids will rock till you call the cops and make everyone go home. Seth was right, and I would like to see what's in store. I can't live in this place anymore. I can't live in this place anymore. I can't live in this place anymore. I love these people, but I am so bored. No, I can't live in this place anymore. Feel like I'm the old guy when I'm with my friends. The music scene has changed in ways that I can't understand. A darkness seems to look at me, and I know in my core I can't live in this place anymore. I'll be born in the summer of my 27th year. Leave yesterday behind me and push away the fear. Please understand it's difficult and parts of me are torn, but I can't live in this place anymore. I can't live in this place anymore. I can't live in this place anymore. I love these people, but I am so bored. I can't live in this place anymore. I love these people, but my heart yearns for more. I can't live in this place anymore.
I was pretty restricted as a child. In fact, my mother only allowed me to ride my bike from my house to my next door neighbor's house, and I would just ride back and forth for hours, and it was kind of sad.
Right, so even though I've never run away, my dad did run away from home. He must have been 18 maybe. He left, I'm leaving on a jet plane, on the record player, on repeat, in his room, and locked the door and climbed out the window, and he hitchhiked all the way to California. This was back in the late 60s, 70s, and then my grandpa took his RV and like tracked him down, because he's got like super smelling abilities, and found him and dragged him back to Kansas City.
Wow.
I don't know how he found him. I never got that part, but I think that's kind of amazing.
I packed my bags once, but I don't think I made it out the door.
No, because I'm too afraid to do things like that, so. I lived out in the woods, and running away would be to get nowhere, essentially.
Both sides decided, Peter Pan and Captain Hook decided to have a chess match with each other, and both of them separately decided to cheat by building giant robotic chessmen just out of the blue, and they had a giant robotic chessman. That's the end of my running away story.
No, I didn't. At least I got down the driveway and back. That's about it. If the answer was yes, then I might have a story to tell, but I never really did, so that's all you get.
I think I ran away to my boyfriend's house one time, and I walked there. It was probably the longest walk I've ever taken. Next question.
I remember thinking about it one time. I have images of pulling out all the drawers and just dumping them out and be like, yeah, I gotta get my stuff from out of here, Mom. You're a fucking... Hate your mom!
I don't think I've ever ran away from home. I've had moments where it's like, fuck it, I gotta go to the woods. I lucked out. I lived 40 acres of woods surrounded by acres and acres and acres and miles of woods. It was just the middle of the woods. So, like, I never had to, like, completely leave. I just walk into the woods and get this fart. No, it seemed fiscally unresponsible.
Shit. I was trying to practice what I was going to say for this, and I... No, I did not.
There wasn't a castle in the middle of it, but it was like a moat, and it went around the whole park, and sometimes it had water in it, but not most of the time, because it was in Colorado. So I'd go and, like, run through this moat, and then have to crawl up the sides of it to get out. Sometimes there'd be, like, snakes and other fun critters, and crawfish, or little crawdads. You don't have crawfish in Colorado, what the hell am I thinking? There's crawdads, you go find those, and that. I was too scared to run away overnight anytime, but I put on my kicks and I hit the rope.
I was 4 and I got very angry at my mother, so I told her I was gonna leave, and she said, oh, whatever, you know. So I did leave, and then I hid behind the house, like, in this little nuke for hours. It was probably like 30 minutes, but for like hours. And then my mom got, like, really freaked out, and she was crying and bawling and looking for me, so I finally, like, came out, and she was very upset, so I never ran away again.
I wanted to, but I was too much of a wiener.
I never ran away from home, but I did write a note once that said I did run away from home, but I really just went downstairs and watched TV.
Yes, I packed up a bunch of toys and put them in a sheet and tied it to a stick, like a hobo on the railroad, and I sat in my driveway and ate a banana. That's it.
No.
Not one time, never.
Not that I recall.
I ran out my window and I went to my friend's house, and then my mom called Star 69 and found out where I was.
I'm going to hell.
No, I tried once, but my mom started crying, and then I came back. Well, I came back because there were a bunch of bees outside, too, and I'm like, no, I don't want to be around these bees, and I went back inside, and she was
so
crying.
Really,
it was awful.
So really, it was the bees.
It was the bees, and then I found my mom crying, and so I guess I was totally serious about it. I was like 6 years old.
My parents kind of let me go wherever. Bike adventures and shit.
Ooh.
Mr. Johnson, you were wrong. I have a beautiful voice, and shame on you for saying otherwise. Mr. Johnson, where are you? Do you still teach kids how to be bad people? Are you dead underground somewhere in southwest Missouri? Do you have bad dreams at night? Do you toss and turn? Do you shudder with fright? Does your body hurt? Were you just joking around? Or did you mean to put me down? 18 years later, I still wonder.
Not very far. I made it here to Springfield, Missouri, and that's where I made it when I ran.
From where?
Home. Nashville, Tennessee.
That's okay, that's a pretty long ways.
Pretty good.
Like 8 hours of driving.
Yeah. Through West Tennessee and Kentucky. It's hell. Until you get to Missouri, of course.
You guys didn't have to go
through Charter. Like, briefly. For no more than 10 minutes. But I was very intent for 10 minutes. It felt real. Yeah. You know, I guess that's all that matters.
Yeah, once, but then I only made it like 3 blocks and I started crying. And I was like 13. I don't know. It wasn't a good experience. But it could have been. I had a bag and everything, and I had like a lunch room.
Yeah, I ran away all the time at night. But it was just to like hang out with friends for a little bit. And then, I never ran away for a long time, but it was just to like mostly just like relax and not have any stress for a while. And sometimes it was just to like get away, just to get attention. Yeah, everybody did that, you know?